The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The feast of the dedication was taking place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus walked about in the temple area on the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify to me. But you do not believe, because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. And no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. This past Sunday, we celebrated Good Shepherd Sunday, and we continue to read from the verses that follow the passage, and we get to know more about Christ. I think it's interesting how the Jews approach Jesus during this Feast of the Dedication, and they're very blunt, and they ask him, "Are you the Christ? Tell us who you are." And for Jesus, it can be a little disappointing, a little off-putting, because he had already revealed himself. They should have known who he was. And what they were doing was much more expressing a doubt. And doubt in his authenticity, a doubt in the truth of his words. And Christ, once again, he gives us the key to how can we know him? How can we get to receive his message? And it's by listening to his voice. Part of what we heard on Sunday, that the sheep listened to the pastor's voice. The shepherd would take the sheep out to pasture, and they would have to be listening to him, and they were able to discern his voice. And that's what we're called to do as well. We hear these words of Jesus: "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish." And this is hopefully part of our own experience, listening to the voice of the Lord. Part of the reason why we come to daily Mass, well, precisely to begin our day in such a way that we're listening to the Lord's voice and that we're trying to follow him. And we live in a world in which there are many voices. And oftentimes, it is the lies that are loud and the truth that is soft, quiet. And so we have to really be engaging our hearts in such a way that we're able to listen to the voice of the Lord. And coming to Mass is such a great way of doing that, because we know that through the sacrament of the Eucharist, where we truly receive our Lord into our heart, and we are able to be in his sacramental presence, and we're able to participate in this most perfect form of worship. So let us continue to pray today that we may listen to the voice of the Lord, and to follow him all the days of our life.